Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. We don't have a lot of geographic knowledge, I think, particularly for today's high school students and average American. I'm assuming probably that Christian population isn't much better informed about the people and places of the world. What's your assessment is in maybe why is something like Operation World so important in this aspect?
Sure. Well, I think, and maybe as an American I can say this gingerly, but I think that the real dominance of American culture around the globe in a lot of ways does make it difficult sometimes for Americans to understand or maybe even to notice other cultures and nations without making a significant effort to do so. And certainly everyone in every country is ethnocentric in that regard, you know, focused on their own area. But I do think it's often takes some effort to really look at what's going on around the world. And I think one thing that Operation World does for Americans, but for anybody from any part of the world, and we do have people following along and praying along from over 40 or 50 countries usually, I think it provides a way to unify believers and, you know, to give us a unified set of information and an understanding of the church in the various countries, but also a way to unite in prayer for those peoples and those countries.
So how could we pray differently than, I guess we maybe kind of addressed a little bit, but give us some examples of what maybe specific things we could be praying for if we were utilizing a resource like Operation World.
Right. Well, I think people use it different ways. It's if you grab a copy or even if you just go to the website and have a look, you can go country by country and get a little snapshot of the political or economic situation there, but then some specific points to pray for. And we've got a calendar set up in the front of the book, and it's what we follow on our Facebook page or on our website. And it provides a way for someone to pray through the world in a year, or even if you don't have time to do it every day, to once a week pick the country of the day for that day and pick a prayer point and pray for that along with the daily calendar.
What's the website? Is it just operationworld.org or .com?
That's it, yep.
Operationworld.org. Okay. So you could find a prayer calendar there or some daily some tips there as well. Okay.
Yeah, I think you can sign up for an email also that'll feed you every day a link to the prayer point for that day.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.